One, two.
Smile, Colgate.
So what did you say?
Lights, camera, action.
Lights, camera, action.
You're going to say properly, you.
Welcome back to How Timber and Building Supplies podcast. Right, go again. All good?
Yes, can I? Come on. I'll need the toilet again. Okay.
Lights, camera,
action. One, two.
Welcome back to How Timber and Building Supplies 1840 podcast. I'm Steve, and unfortunately we've had to take Paul off hosting duties today. His head's been getting a little bit too big with all the compliments that have been coming his way on his hosting abilities. So we're here, he's in the guest chair, and we're here with the rest of the podcast crew. We've got Alex, Gav, Danielle, and obviously Paul to reflect on what has been series one. So first to you, Paul. How have you found the whole podcast experience?
Oh, I've loved every minute of it. It's been a dream of mine for years and years to do. I never thought we'd get the chance. So to get a chance has been amazing. You've enjoyed all the planning, all the finding the guests, but my highlight has been you four, and getting you four to all come and present, all four of you, people who I would never have dreamed you'd even come on a podcast, never mind hosting podcasts, and never mind hosting two podcasts. And then to cap it all off, to get you to host this final one, just brings the whole series, doesn't it, to a perfect finish. So the whole team that's been involved from the start has all had a go at hosting. So it's been amazing. I've loved it.
So you've obviously been pretty much the face of it and sort of been our social media man in front of everything. How have your family found seeing you on all the front of?
Well, the kids just take the mickey because I say I'm too old to be doing things like social media and what I'm doing on it. Gail, my wife, she says it's nice to hear about what's going on at work because I never talk to her at work. So she now lives work via social media. So
yeah. Have you got a standout of the season?
I'm not sure if I've got a standout as such, but I think for me, I've just found the experience a roller coaster because it's not something I would have ever thought, oh, I'll put myself in that position. But it's always been something that I've kind of looked for and like on my bucket list of, oh, I'd like to do a podcast, but never thought I'd have the opportunity. So actually Paul coming and saying, can you have a go at hosting? For me, it was like, oh my God, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. Is this really what I want to do? But I'm so glad that I did. And now when you see it, and you see your name as a host on a podcast, you think, wow, I've actually achieved something. So for me, it's been quite a personal journey for me.
Yeah.
Come and do it, yeah.
It's great. Now have you found it, Gav?
I've really enjoyed it. I think there was some arm twisting right at the beginning to get, especially me on as a guest and then on to as a host. But I've really enjoyed it. And I probably, like, you go through the episodes and you kind of see some that you just think it's absolutely worth it. Like, I really like Tom and Haley's because they just are who they are. And there's some beautiful stories of just being in a branch and their journey.
I always remember the arm twisting because at the meeting, us three, we were at Wakefield talking about it. We'd been here and we'd seen it and it was, shall we, shan't we, shall we, shan't we? And I think I'd end up going, right, we're going to go for it, but only if you two are the first guests. And I remember saying that, and it was like you broke your necks because you just went down like this, and you wouldn't make any eye contact with me. But I said, the only way I would do it is if you two would come on, because like between the three of us, we'd gone through the journey, hadn't we, of coming here and, you know, and meeting Dave. And I was crapping myself about whether we'd have the nerve to do it. And I just wanted to make sure that when you did the first one, it was with some people that you trust and you'd kind of been on that, like, roller coaster with. So I don't think it was arm twisting, it was you're coming on.
How have you found the experience, Danielle?
Good. I think the plan of action with all the episodes has kind of flowed quite well. And then when the Christmas do, when Paul goes, what can we do for International Women's Day? I was like, well, we can do the podcast. And he was like, right, well, you're hosting it then. I was like, right. A couple of gins deep, I was like, yeah, right, it sounds good. And then in reality, it's like, oh, damn. But no, just having the ability to kind of do something a little bit different, just kind of like your normal day job, was interesting. Having the cameras in your face is obviously intense, but just to get to sit there and talk, and that's the actual concept of it, fits well with me.
So you had your brother on last time. How did that go?
better than I expected. I think it's difficult when you, I mean, we're the first sibling podcast guest and host for the studio, which was a bit of pressure. But obviously it's a Builders Merchant podcast and having a footballer on there is a bit left field. But as I said, kind of seized the opportunity that we had. And the difficulty was I knew his story, so I could kind of push for answers he might not have given, but I also knew his story, so I might not have asked them questions that other people might have asked.
How many times your mum watched it?
I think she was ringing me like, have you got the link yet? Have you got the link yet? And I was like, no, just wait till Monday. So I think double figures at least. She's helping the viewing figures.
Have you got any other relative lined up for season
I've got
two?
No other celebrity or famous siblings or family members.
So. What does your mum think now she's seen it?
Oh, she loves it. Like, it's like you say, obviously, like Gail's talking about work and you don't talk about work, but now she knows. My having a footballer as a brother, everyone knows what he does. No one really knows what I do. Oh. I'm trying to tell him what I do, but it's having sitting there and kind of having that professional conversation. My mum and dad loved it.
How are you feeling being in the guest seat, not the host seat?
I think it's ridiculously hard being a guest. Mm. The guys at Rothenberg invited me to go on their podcast. That was the first time I was a guest. That was about a month ago. And driving over, I was in absolute tatters. I really was in pieces. And I was thinking, why? I've hosted like a dozen or 15 episodes. Why am I nervous? But it's just really nerve-wracking. And sat here, and I've got sweaty hands. And you think, Christ, what's the host going to ask me? So it gives you a whole appreciation of when you're host. Yeah. What your guests are like.
You're in the same boat. How are you finding it?
I am. I think being a host is a little bit easier because you've just got questions to ask and keep the conversation going. Whereas a guest, you're like, oh, what's coming next? Oh, what's coming next? The best have an answer. So you're a little bit more on your toes, I think, as a guest. So yeah.
I thought it'd be easy being a guest, but yeah, I'm currently not finding it easy.
Problem for me is you've got that twinkle in your eye.
I know what Steve's like.
You really don't know what's coming next.
Yeah. So what's the best bit of feedback you've had from people?
It's definitely not your feedback. I've got a big head, so I've got to be taken off. I've got to be taken off hosting. Over hosting you. It's nice when people have said how natural it's been, and we've been dead lucky, haven't we? We've had some really good. We've been able to pick our guests, so. You know, we've got people who can talk, and we've tried to be really natural. We've had no training. We've kind of worked our way out. And I think you guys have done fantastic because you've just kind of worked it out what to do. So the naturalness has been good. And it's nice when people have said that it's innovative for our industry and that nobody else is doing it. And it's good that, you know, it's impressive that a merchant thought, you know, we'll get off our backsides and do it.
Have you had any feedback from anyone that?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think exactly what you've just said, that the Catio King is probably the best feedback you can get, because that's a customer saying, can I be on this particular podcast? And that makes it all worth it, of what it's about. And you do get the odd people that might be negative about it, but it's like you said in the first episode, it's the law of thirds, and you just have to play towards the people who want to listen to the stories about Howarth.
Mm. I think the good thing as well is people might not necessarily give any good or negative feedback, but they're actually asking, oh, when are your next recording? Yeah. Or what's coming up next?
They're talking about
it. So they're already talking about it. So it might not be feedback as such, but people are having that conversation, whether you're out seeing suppliers. Yeah, people, like yesterday, I was out with other merchants and they're asking that question, oh, when are your next recording? And what's coming out? That's obviously generating a conversation, which for me, I think is great, because that's what you want people to talk about it.
Yeah, you're like a salesman, aren't you? we've got Teams chat, and every time I come back, there's a new person that we're going to have on. So, have we got anyone lined up for?
Yeah, we've
next
got
year?
We've got for hosting. Do you mean or
no guest? for a guest?
Oh, we've got loads of guests coming out of our ears, and we've got a new host. So Rob Bailey, who's our regional manager for Northwest. He kind of half indicated that he might be kind of interested, which is more than good enough for me.
Yeah,
I grabbed hold of Rob on the basis of, you know, at the sales meeting when we did the It's OK video. Yeah. And I gave him like 20 seconds to prep the introduction, and he just smashed it, didn't he, in one go?
Yeah, he did.
So we've signed him up. And then in terms of guests, we've got some industry stuff coming, some timber episodes that we're going to record. We've got the next generation of the Howarth family. So we've got Louis Howarth, Imogen, Howarth War, and Alistair Howarth. And then yesterday, I've just signed up a customer, John Towers, from Blackburn, who's a roofer. And he and a mate, both ex-Marines, are going to be rowing the Atlantic starting in January. So from, I think it's Lanzarote, or one of the Canary Islands, across to Barbados. So we've got him coming on, talking about his life after the army, and then, of course, talking about...
How did that come about then? Did that...
It's a bit like Catio King, actually. We posted something about a podcast episode, and he just put a comment, you know, message, and just said, "Oh, it's really, really good. I really like it." Well, what we've learned is, as soon as somebody even the slightest bit of interest, grab them because they're interested.
Don't say no; it's a yes.
Yeah. Well, that was what Chris Catio King did, didn't he? He dropped you a note, and I think one thing I've learned from all of this is the hidden talent that everybody has. So I know I've already said it, but you for hosting, you didn't think you'd be hosting a podcast.
It wasn't on my Twitter 25 bingo. Absolutely.
And yet here you are, and you've all done a couple. So there's all this inbuilt stuff in people that people don't know are there. And it's a really nice method for us, isn't it, that anybody in the business who expresses even half an interest, come and have a go, because it's nice coming to a studio and it's nice stretching yourself, you know, a little bit. Yeah. So if anybody's listening and you want to come on to the podcast,
yeah,
tell our new host, he'll be happy to take you on board.
Well, let's see how it ends. Might put my retirement in.
You've done all right. Yeah. You've done all right so far, with three questions in without a record, a re-record.
So it's been a fair journey. This is the 24th episode, I think. It'll be out when it comes out.
Yeah.
Have there been any disasters along the way? Let's start with you, Danielle, because I know there's...
Yeah. My first episode, which was the woman in merchanting one, I had set off early from home and thought, oh, I'll get a nip off for a little coffee at the service station. But I'd had previous issues with my car, and then suddenly it decided to just not restart at the service station. So 45 miles away with like 45 minutes to get here, it kind of went a bit west. There's a lot of kind of words that shouldn't be repeated. And weirdly enough, we was filming two episodes that day, and Alex, one of Alex's guests, actually saw me at the service station. She didn't know it was me.
Just weeping.
She didn't know it was me, but she saw that someone had broken down, and I must have made that much of a commotion that she clocked me. So yeah, breaking down wasn't the greatest, and being probably like an hour, 2 hours late.
Panicking that I might have to do two episodes, probably not. Leads to your great, yeah. Which probably had quite high, because I accidentally decided to let slip to everybody that I had Danielle's full list of questions and how she was going to do an intro. So everybody's like, oh, it's your turn next. I was like, no, absolutely not. I'll do mine, but not Danielle's.
I killed my hair, so I was ready. I was getting there no matter what.
That couldn't be worse, though, could it? Your first ever go at podcast hosting.
It was,
and then your car breaks down.
Yeah. It did kind of kill the nerves slightly, because when I got here, it was like straight in. Yeah, luckily my guests had never met, but I knew them both personally. But I think they'd had a right chinwag waiting for me. So I think that kind of, it wasn't the greatest scenario in the world, but I think it was a story to tell, and it helped kind of ease the nerves.
Yeah, it lightened the mood, didn't it? I think for everybody.
Yeah.
So it just made it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Have you had any issues in all your... You've done
I've managed. I've managed to get here most times.
You're not pretty down for service, yeah,
I've not done that. Highlights for me were, we had to stop once because the sandwich van came and it plays like it's got like an ice cream chime to it, so we had to stop for that. When we were recording with Nick, so that was, I think that was the first time we recorded. No, it was maybe the second time we recorded. Nick was sat there and started waving his arms about and knocked the microphone over. We had Jang Yunis on the first time we recorded. I think we recorded us three first, and then we did Paul and Jang. And I had to stop after about a minute of the introduction because Jang was sat next to me and he hadn't breathed. He was that nervous. He was, and said, "You've got to breathe, Jan. You're not going to manage 40 minutes without a breath. No, that would be it. But it's just been a really good set of memories.
Yeah. So will you be back in the host seat next time round then?
I might do.
Yeah.
I might do. Do you know what? From what you were talking about earlier, I actually think hosting is harder than being a guest, because being a guest, you just... yourself, aren't you? You're not acting and doing anything. Yeah. Whereas a host, you have to actually listen to people and then prompt them, and you're just constantly there, and I really struggle with my attention span. So I find the hosting bit as my weakness. So I might do. We've got a couple of guests that kind of have in their mind.
Oh, I can answer that for you. Of course there's. Everybody is. I don't know why you're there tittering to yourself. That's it.
You've got match everyone now. We're all on two. You're only on one.
Yeah.
No, we'll see.
Think of the good stretch and think of the development.
Yeah,
the opportunity.
Yeah, it's like a sales pitch on the US.
Well, you can't say no if you're on
we're
all here. Look, everybody's voted you in.
Yeah. Is there a particular guest you've enjoyed this season? Like a particular one that you've enjoyed?
I liked my first episode just because everything was new. So you were doing everything fresh like they were. So you were kind of in the same scenario. They didn't know what to expect. You didn't really know what to expect. The fact of being a host and then having to do an introduction and, oh, am I looking at right camera? Is it wrong camera? It's just all part and parcel of the learning of doing it. But I think then when you go and do another one, you're kind of like, oh, well, I already know what's coming. I already know how to be. So I quite enjoyed my first one because it was just all that.
Yeah.
Mm. Expectation. You
is
didn't
there anyone
really
that you'd like to see come on next season, Gav?
That's quite a few people, to be fair. I really want to get Neil McFarlane on it because he's a right character.
Invite him on camera.
Names now.
Are you listening?
And maybe someone like Andy Goodwin. He'd be a good character to be on. And then that would kind of be my internal people. But there's loads of people kind of in the industry that I think would give a good insight to things, like David Young from Bradford's or Fiona from BMJ. Someone like that, just to give a different spin on things.
Yeah. What about you, Alex? Anyone?
So I'd quite like to have a few from our 40 Spine group, because I just think that just gives a completely different perception of how buying groups work and how builders merchants work together to work in procurement and category. So for me, I think that would be quite interesting.
Mm, probably a lot of people don't understand really how that works as well.
So. It's just it's a job and group of people that currently sit behind the scenes, and nobody really knows what they do because we're not front facing seen in branches as such.
Cool. What about you, Daniel?
See, mine would probably be the opposite. There's so many characters within the business that even like myself, I don't know them. But I feel like getting people who are front facing, the people who are regular customers or customers come and see on a daily basis, that the yard operatives or like your drivers, that is essentially bread and butter of the business. And having their perspective and kind of their input, I think would be an interesting story. There's so many people that I couldn't name one, but
I think the yard operator, like the guys in the yard, is quite a good one, because they're like the regular front face of the business, aren't they? So
yeah,
I don't think we've had one yet, have we?
That's the one out of the first season. The only ones that we haven't done that I'd really like is yard and drivers.
Mm.
But we've struggled. Well, for drivers, we've struggled to get people here because we don't have a lot of spare HDV drivers, at a branch that slowed it down. And we just never managed to nail getting some of the kind of the yard people. But we should, for season two, then we should focus and go and get those people, shouldn't you? Because you're right, they're the heartbeat of the business, out of the engine room.
It'd be interesting to take this on the road and maybe do it at a branch.
Yeah.
Showroom angle would be good with that, in the kitchen. Yeah.
Sure, ask the producer if he can go on the road.
Yeah, put it in the back of his car.
Producer, can we go on the road?
Tell me last week we can.
Yes.
Is there a bro going?
Yes. That's it. So we nailed that. I'm going to leave that with you then to find somebody and get producer Dave.
I think a KBB angle is kind of a good one. There's so many great showrooms across our network. I think just highlighting that side is definitely something that should be explored.
Sounding like we're staying with Weekly then. Because that's about 50 episodes that
we've just filmed. We've got the ideas, we don't have to put it into action just yet.
Oh yes.
Why wait? Let's get on with it. Right, dead or alive, who would you like to interview?
Anybody.
Anybody. You've been in this host seat now, you're interviewing loads of people. Is there anyone that you'd love to?
I've got the buzz now for branching out into areas of things that I'm like. So I've got three. First one, Morrissey. I love the Smiths and his crackers, so he'd be really interesting. My second one would be, and you don't look at me gone out with this one, so I'm going to have to bare my soul about interest in life. Second one would be Commander David Fravor, and he was the pilot flying the plane in 2004 that came across the Tic Tac UFO. That's probably the most famous UFO incident since Roswell.
Did you Google that before you came?
No. No, that isn't.
I'm really interested in UFOs and UAPs. He's got a big story to tell. And my third one would be Graham Hancock. Have you heard of Graham Hancock? He's an author and pseudo-archaeologist with that investigates ancient lost civilizations and technology. And he thinks that the civilization started way, 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 way further back than current archaeologists allow it for. And he's got some incredibly interesting theories. So I'd like to have him on. So they're my three.
Expecting that, were you? I'm expecting Frank Bruno.
I was trying to be really clever and look intelligent.
Yeah, it's good. What about you, Danielle?
Well, the right contrast. Yeah. It's a bit of a... Yeah. To be fair, it's probably a harder question for me because I literally just think of the person I want to meet and that's Justin Bieber. So it's not quite a UFO. Yeah. Or... So you say it shouldn't really fall on from me because just being...
Gav,
Do you know what? I'd follow not Justin Bieber, but the kind of same suit. Who would you like to meet? Who's dead charismatic? And I thought... David Bowie would be my guy. You know, he'd be a really interesting person to just listen to.
Interesting. Alex?
Mine would be Gemma Atkinson. Just because I find how she's moved throughout her career but still stayed real to being out in the social light.
I think you get the best answer there, Paul, in terms of...
She's better.
I was just thinking, you know, with the reach of social media and that... These names out, you never know.
UFO.
Yeah, I'm sure Commander David Fravor's going to go 1840 podcast. This is the one.
Yeah, interesting.
Or maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe. Interesting. Maybe we'll be doing somebody from a woodcut.
Bit of a pivot. Yeah.
We've got our dreams.
So, at the time of recording this, we've been nominated for an award, a marketing award for this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What would that mean to you two if we took that?
I don't get too giddy with it, but I think it would be amazing recognition for what we've all done. And I'd be chuffed to bits for me, for you, for the company. It would just be nice to be recognised for doing something that's quite inventive and original in our industry, because a lot of what we do in our game is just repeat, 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 repeat. And it would be nice to be recognised for just having the balls to go and have a go at something different that you wouldn't really expect a builders merchants to do. Because I don't think you'd think in most builders merchants you'd have people like you who can step up to the plate and, you know, host a podcast. Yeah. I mean, you're a good example because you were only volunteered for this about 2 days ago.
Thanks, Alex. That was your fault. Yeah.
The fact that you've stood up and you've got such a good team around you, volunteering for things.
Yeah.
I'd be really chuffed. It'd be good recognition for us all.
So how many people's arms have you twisted to vote?
I'm on a bit of a campaign trail.
Have you voted Dave? Podcast Dave, yeah.
Podcast Dave.
What about Podcast Annabelle? Have you voted? Not yet. She will be doing, so if we can send a link to Annabelle.
Yeah.
And you say
assistant producer.
You say obviously it's something that no builders merchant's ever done, or it's different in our industry. But the podcast market is so heavy now. Having the ability to be able to be that first person in the industry, the first business to branch out and do that is something to be sort of applauded, I think.
Mm. Well, the thing that we got told was that most don't make it past 12 episodes, don't they? Yeah. So
that was the original 20 goal.
Yeah, was it? Yeah.
Could the first 12? Episode Ooh. Was the first goal, and then 12.
I don't know.
So we're 24, so not doing bad. So I'm how much legs do you think this has got? Do you think it's going to go a lot further?
Do you know what? I always remember about that first conversation we sat in Wakefield, and like the whole goal of this was to improve communication and tell the stories in the business, and 185th year and kind of moving it a bit more digital. And I think what we find is more and more people have these great stories, and the IT one's a really interesting one. Like, you wouldn't think it was, but you know, you go back to when we had one computer in the business and nobody knew that other than maybe people in the IT department. And, you know, we're quite lucky to meet everybody in and around the company. But, you know, Billy on the counter in Dartford, you know, is never going to meet somebody in accounts. And I think there's all these stories and, you know, we've got 185 years of them. So
Met Billy on the counter.
No, I've just mentioned.
I don't think
there is a Billy at Dartford.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, an assistant branch manager. So if Billy is listening, they'll be coming on.
Cool. Right. So I'm going to have a little game here.
That's here's
the twinkle in the eye.
So you can sit back and you can be follow up. No. So I'm going to see if you can figure out who said what. So between the three of you.
Oh.
So,
ooh, I like
on
it.
The podcast. So which guest did geography at university?
Cameron.
Oh, you know.
No, give us a chance.
Who did we learn flew as an RAF cadet?
Nick, wasn't it?
Yeah. Correct.
I'm gone. Oh.
You know Nolly.
No pressure. No, I'm just looking at Danielle because she's not got one, yeah?
I just got short-term memory.
Which guest started kickboxing post-lockdown?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I know that one. Come on.
Don't look at me.
No?
Was it Martin at Wakefield?
Correct.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah, because he's black eyes all the time.
Yeah. Now you said it, it's easy.
It's not angry customer. Who got a job at B&Q because he was so captivated by the building that he used to pass on the bus? Correct. Oh. Right, two more. Have you known all these? Do you know?
Most, yeah.
Yeah. Who said the most difficult part of his job was the traffic?
Is it a sales exec one?
I would have said Cameron, but he's already been on, so it can't be Cameron.
Rob?
No.
Oh, was it Jason Enfield?
Jason O'Hara.
Yeah, you're in the right area. London, it was Aaron.
Aaron.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Right, last one. Who worked in the kitchens at Toby Carvery and the police before working at Howard?
Was it Paul?
No.
Me?
No. Ferns. Oh, he was prison service, wasn't he? Not police.
Yeah.
James, that was Jason O'Hara.
Jason O'Hara. It's funny, in the car park, there was an O'Hara van.
Was
I was
it?
Like, is he here?
Branching out again.
Right. Great. Well done. I think you probably won that one, Alex. So good work. So just to wrap up, as we've done all throughout, and you haven't had the chance to do it yourself, have you? So what has been your best piece of advice?
Mine would be honest and be upfront of what the situation is that you're dealing with, because that, from a long-term relationship, will warrant you leaps and bounds in the long run.
You have actually done this. Do you want to go again?
I can use my reserve one. It's not as good as the first one. But my dad always used to give me some good advice, and it was mainly towards chess, but it kind of works in life.
It was aimed at chess, but it works in business.
But it's, don't always play to win. Play not to lose. It changes the entire dynamic of the game, because you're not playing defensively, but you're not playing aggressive and make mistakes. And I always think that's a really nice way of looking at strategy and stuff.
Nice. Danielle?
Mine's not as good as that. I'd probably say pausing, breathe before you answer the question or before you speak, because I have a tendency to, I wear my heart on my sleeve and bite I'll just, tongue. Yeah, bite your tongue, yeah. Basically. Just have a think about it.
It's
before you.
Advice,
I do. I'm trying. That's something I've got a tendency to kind of just say how I feel.
Yeah, and, fair dues. Right, last man.
How many you got? Three.
Well, I'm off it. Yeah. Right, here we go. I've got loads because I'm old, and I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of people and pick a lot up. So mine changes. So mine at the minute is, when it comes to teams, no d-heads. Okay.
Sleep.
Now that's a mantra of the All Blacks rugby team, And basically what it means is, no matter how good an individual might be in that team, you've all got to live to the same values and standards, because one person can really ruin a team, no matter how good they are. So in a team, you should never have any dickheads. Yesterday, I was listening to a podcast by Phil Fraser from the Leeds Business Podcast Group. And he does a series of answering business problems. People send things in, and whatever guest he's got in helps him answer it. And it's really interesting. I happened to be listening to one, and he'd got a lady on who started talking about this. I can't remember her name, but she'd got a little soundbite that runs in line with this, which is really funny. And he asked her the question, what would you do? And she said, you'd get rid straight away, because a person will soon disrupt a whole team. And she got this really good saying, which we might need the bleeper for. And she said, you're better off having a hole in your business than an asshole in your business. And I thought,
I love that.
That summed up the no heads piece of advice. Very, very nice.
We've trebled our swear count after on this
related back to the last episode.
At least it
said we're good intent.
Maybe you should be a host and not a guest.
Right, so that's it then. How do we wrap it up, Paul? What's the approved?
You've got to ask Dave, because Dave says I'm garbage at it, and I've got some that kind of thing. Don't follow me. It's over to you. Come on, you're there. Yeah.
Right, thanks to my guests for joining me.
Thanks to Paul for
stepping down from the from that.
No, thanks to Alex for saying you're doing it.
Yeah.
I don't get a say in it.
Yeah, thanks to Alex for nominating me. Thanks to Yorkshire Podcast Studio for hosting us, and don't forget to vote for us in the BMJ Awards.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe. Bloody hell.
What a way to finish. 1, 2